Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Today we are going to learn. Now, this is where we bring something to the family that we have just learned in the last 7 days ourselves, and we thought, you know what? Let's share it with the family.
Because traditionally, today I learned means you learn something that you probably should have known. I just learned that.
Did you know that Jazeel shaved his face for the first time in over a year?
Yeah, I was trying to explain.
And his face looks wrong.
Well, I was trying to explain to you off air. I'm like, it's like someone's like drawn a picture of you.
Yeah.
And yeah, looks like you, but it's just a little bit off and you can't put your finger on it.
What's different?
What is wrong with Jazeel's face?
Anyway, what have you found this week?
So, this is actually really cool. Today I learned that scientists use 2,000-year-old seeds to regrow an extinct species of date tree.
What?
Yep, so this tree, it disappeared from the Judean desert, but archaeologists found seeds on one of their digs. So around 2012, I think they found them.
Okay.
And what they did is they planted them. And they grew a male and a female of the species. They grew. They were able to produce biblical era dates.
Wow. I wonder if they taste different.
Yeah. I wonder. Well, I got a spoiler alert for you.
Okay.
So they were hoping that by planting these, that they would germinate and produce these dates.
Oh, no, they haven't.
Spoiler alert, they did. At the end of last year, one of the trees actually produced a harvest of hundreds of dates that until now had been considered extinct.
Oh, you could sell those for a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't think they were doing it for that reason. But
you could.
But you could.
And why wouldn't you?
If you've got some of those Judean dates, send them to us. We'd like to taste them.
I'll put it on a shelf. 2,000-year-old date?
Well, no.
I know technically it's not. Or technically it is.
Well, the seeds are, but the date's not.
Tree, very old.
Its parents really old.
All right, now let's go to France, all right? There we are, back in time. A con man sold the Eiffel Tower almost twice. Okay, so hear me out.
Okay.
So the guy's name is Victor Lustig. Now, he was famous for being one of the smoothest con men in history. Now, what happened was one day he was sitting there and he opened up the paper and he found out that the Eiffel Tower was actually rusting. And he's like, oh, no. So he thought, okay, what am I going to do? So he thought, I know, I'm going to pose as someone from the government. I'm going to go around. He went to the top 6 scrap metal dealers in the town. And he said, hey, look, this is all hush-hush. No one can know about this. It is rusting away. But because it's such a big monument, we've got to do this discreetly, okay? So he hired a limousine. He took them one by one to go to the Eiffel Tower and look at it. And he said, hey, look, I'm taking bids. You've got to, you know, I can be bribed.
Selling it for scrap metal.
Yeah, okay. The whole Eiffel Tower. And he goes, I can be bought. So a lot of them did give him a little bit of money. One of them gave him 20,000 US.
Whoa.
Said, hey, look, I need this deal. And he goes, all right, cool. Took the $20,000. Then he went back to the guy and said, hey, look, it's between you and someone else. If you really want to, you know, make sure that this is yours, I need 50 grand. So the scrap, obviously they've looked at how much metal is in this thing and gone, it doesn't matter, I'm going to make a killing.
Yeah.
So they said, yeah, 100%. So he ended up giving another $50,000. And then obviously he never heard from the guy. He actually went off to Austria and left and was like, sweet, I've now got, what, $70,000 US, left for a couple of years. Now, he was waiting for the story to break and then go back or, you know, choose what he wants to do. The story never broke.
Well, obviously, because how embarrassing the person who fell for it. Who's going to be selling the Eiffel Tower for scrap metal? You would never do that.
I know, it's so good. But there were, at the time, the article did mention that the, whoever it was in charge of the government, whatever, they were seriously looking at what to do, whether to actually remove the whole Eiffel Tower because of the rust issue.
Oh.
Obviously, they've rectified it, blah, blah, blah. So, anyway, the story goes, he disappears for a couple of years, realizes that the story hasn't broken, no one said anything, and he goes, well, why not let's do it again?
Oh, no.
Goes back, starts doing the whole thing again, and then halfway through the process, gets freaked out.
Yeah.
Because he's like, no, they're...
Someone's on to me.
Yeah, someone's on to me. And then disappears over to the US. Because he's terrified.
The original person gets wind that...
Oh, could you imagine?
I'm sure the scrap metal business in Paris is probably not huge.
Oh, everyone knows everyone.
Yeah,
so... it comes to scrap.
People are like... it's a huge assumption that we're making.
But there you go. A con man sold the Eiffel Tower almost twice.
Well... lesson learned, don't buy the Eiffel Tower if someone's offering to sell it to you.
It's only $70,000. It's all yours.
Bargain.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.